Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has said that the health care bill passed last week by the U.S. House would mean a massive loss of state funds. That bill now heads to the U.S. Senate. As we do most Mondays, we check in now with State House reporter Matt Murphy. I asked Matt if and how Baker plans to lobby against the bill.
The passage of the new revised AHCA in the House certainly brings a lot of the same concerns that the old bill has for a lot of the public officials in Massachusetts, including the governor, who said even after its passage, he hopes that the Senate defeats this bill, at least in its current form. He's put forward changes that he'd like to see, but the changes to the way the federal government, or at least the Republicans in Congress, are proposing to change the way Medicaid is funded to the states could, you know, potentially exacerbate an issue that Massachusetts is already grappling with, which is exploding costs in its MassHealth or Medicaid program. The governor was wait and see basically what is going to happen in Washington. He's also working with House and Senate Democrats here in Massachusetts on developing a plan to kind of control costs in MassHealth and also close what is a huge burgeoning budget gap in fiscal 2017.
Right. Well, Baker has said that he would not tap that rainy day fund. But as we saw last week, tax revenues came in lower than expected, and there've got to be ramifications going forward. Do you get any sense as to what spending Baker may have to pull back?
Yeah, that's sort of the big question. Now, we know coming into the April, the gap in revenues was about $220 million, and already the administration was taking steps to prepare for, you know, the possibility of there being a shortfall by the end of the year. April obviously doubled that problem, making it much more urgent and even more difficult to fix. The administration hasn't said exactly what it's going to do yet, but it appears that tapping into the state's reserves is a no-go for a number of people, including the governor and the speaker, who don't want to touch that. And many lawmakers also want to see that preserved. So, I mean, you're likely to see the governor pull back on hiring, pull back on spending that doesn't need to happen in these last 2 months. And whether or not that can close the gap fully remains to be seen.
On the flip side, Senate President Stan Rosenberg has floated the idea of revisiting a sales tax on services to capture what is happening in the state's economy. What was the reaction on that idea?
He has, and you know, this is an idea that has surfaced for years, decades ago it was debated. I think even Governor Michael Dukakis tried to do this, and it was defeated. Even the Senate president acknowledges that this idea is not very popular, particularly with the business community. And you look at how would this apply, what services would you apply this to? But I don't think there's any doubt that Massachusetts is moving more and more to a service-based economy, whether that's financial services. You know, we're not just talking retail and food workers, but law firms and all of these services. So I think you're likely to see, and we're hearing some lawmakers start to talk about the need to kind of look at the tax code. And if it's not a sales tax on services, what other changes could they do to capture what is going on in the economy and not have to continually deal with these shortfalls when all other signs point to pretty steady growth in the economy?
Well, meanwhile, the governor has tasked a committee with developing a plan to improve public and private efforts to support healthy aging in Massachusetts. This group is meeting later on this morning. The governor says that the Commonwealth has the largest older adult population in the country. Clearly, this kind of service is going to cost money. What kind of stuff do we expect them to be focusing on?
The governor created this panel about a month ago to begin looking at this problem. And, you know, I think a lot of people think it's coming at the right time. You had the state comptroller, Tom Schack, even last week warning of what he called a silver tsunami that was going to start taxing health benefits that the state provides, you know, pensions, all these retirement costs that come with it. And you also want to make sure that the services and the housing is in place, transportation for older people to get around and get to, doctor's appointments. You know, we've seen this debate crop up over at the MBTA as they've tried to cut costs, and there are a lot of older people who rely on a service called the ride to shop for groceries and to go to doctor's appointments. So I think all of these things, from housing to transportation, are going to be on the table, and certainly the population is aging in Massachusetts, and starting to prepare for it now will be important.
That's reporter Matt Murphy from State House News Service. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Carrie Healy. This is New England Public Radio.